Derry City and Sligo Rovers drew 2-2 at the Brandywell on Friday night. Sligo went ahead on 18 minutes through Rhys Hutchinson. He crossed from the left edge of the box and the ball dropped beyond the Derry keeper and into the net behind him. On 27 minutes, Michael Duffy raced clear onto a Ronan Boyce pass and Duffy's low shot was pushed away for a corner by the Rovers keeper. On 40 minutes, Will Patching took a free kick from the left edge of the Sligo box after he'd been fouled. His shot went just wide of the keeper's right-hand post. Derry scored on 51 minutes through Michael Duffy. Pat Hoobin's overhead kick toward the Sligo goal freed Duffy to shoot home from inside the left side of the box. On 61 minutes, Patching's chip at goal was well caught by the Sligo keeper as it seemed destined to drop into the net. And on 65 minutes, a cross from the left by Duffy was met by Patching, who should have headed home from 6 yards out. A corner was the outcome. Sligo surprisingly went ahead on 67 minutes through Niall Moran. Brian Maher's clearance was unusually poor and Moran was able to gather the ball and run into the home area under no challenge to score. Derry levelled on 82 from the penalty spot through Will Patching. A long ball from Patrick Magalini found Paul McMullen, who was tripped inside the box. Patching converted, sending the keeper and the ball low to the keeper's left. The Sligo keeper made a brilliant point-blank save on 91 minutes to deny what seemed a certain Derry goal in a crowded penalty box. And on 95 minutes, cutting in from the left, Michael Duffy hit the base of the Sligo Rovers post. It was a brilliant second half. Derry struggled a bit in the first half. They made a trio of substitutions at the start of the second half. They'll feel aggrieved that they've lost 2 points, but it was a very entertaining game nonetheless for the supporters. It finished at the Brandywell, Derry City 2, Sligo Rovers 2.